UN Special Envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, reported on the latest round of negotiations, which wrapped up last week in Geneva, bringing together government and opposition representatives. He lamented the fact that no real progress had been achieved.
The opportunity to begin a real discussion or negotiation was not seized. A golden opportunity was missed for many reasons. Psychological, we are at the end of the year. Political, because we are at the end, we want to believe, of a military major operation. And from a human point of view, because most Syrians have been asking and waiting for this in order to see the situation changing for them.
UN Humanitarian Chief Mark Lowcock urged ambassadors to ensure the new year will bring some relief to the suffering people in Syria. He reported on the situation in besieged eastern Ghouta, where nearly 400,000 civilians remain trapped, including 500 who require urgent medical evacuation.
There have already been 16 civilian deaths among those waiting for permission to leave eastern Ghouta for medical reasons, including three in the last few days. Among them are a 45-day-old infant, a 9-year-old girl, and a quadriplegic. All that is needed is the green light from the Syrian authorities for these people to go to hospitals just a few miles outside of eastern Ghouta.
Prior to the briefings, council members adopted a resolution renewing the provision of life-saving cross-border aid to Syrians for another year. Olof Skog is the ambassador of Sweden, which drafted the document alongside Egypt and Japan.
For over 6 years, the world has failed the Syrian people. The humanitarian situation will continue to deteriorate further in the absence of a political solution to the crisis. The Council must spare no effort to end the conflict in Syria. We hope that today's agreement can help build momentum for constructive Council engagement on Syria also more broadly.
The resolution urges the Syrian authorities to expeditiously respond to all requests by the UN and its partners to allow aid deliveries across front lines. Deanne Penn, United Nations.